So it's not just mammals that this thing's a problem for. The way that the mercury is methylated, the microorganisms then that bring about the process contain a derivative of a vitamin called methylcobalamin. This guy then transfers the methyl to the mercury 2+ to create methylmercury 1+. The methylmercury doesn't exist as a discrete species. It invariably has an X attached to it, so the X could be the chloride if we started from mercuric chloride, or it could be a hydroxide that's floating around in the water. Or if we've got a hydroxide there and we put an amino acid in proximity to it, then the amino acid will displace the hydroxide, or it'll displace the chloride, and we end up with this thing then being bonded to the amino acid. Now, if that's an amino acid, it's in a protein, things are not looking particularly good because there's a function of the protein out. You'll also remember, for those of you that have done some basic biochemistry, that if you want to destroy the structure of a protein, then maybe, who knows about this? How do you destroy the structure of a protein if you want to? Yeah, using what? Temperature, yeah. pH, yeah. Keep going. Surfactant, you use SDS, sodium decyl sulfate, the surfactant that destroys the hydrophobic, hydrophilic character of the protein, which makes its quaternary structure or tertiary structure hold together. And another classic, if you really want to kill it, you hit it with mercury. So the mercury goes in and takes out the disulfide bridges. Mercury and sulfur get on like a house on fire. So that just goes in, and that means that any of the structural elements that rely on the presence of disulfide bridges are cactus, and the protein just loses its function. So that's why mercury then is like right out there, because what's the amino acid with sulfur in it? Cysteine, yeah. So that's just a bog standard amino acid you're going to find in any particular moderately sized polypeptide protein system. So it's quite universal, taking out enzymes. So in the atmosphere then, we've got a mix of the free metal, which is something we didn't have for lead. We've also got mercury 2+ species, and we've got methylmercury floating around there. This X2 species then can either be an inorganic form, or obviously it can be that dimethylmercury that I talked about. The volatility of these species then means that it's globally dispersed. The lifetime then is sufficiently long. The material then from the atmosphere deposits onto the waters and then undergoes that process that I just showed.